elders with wooden beak masks. 20 elders sitting, gone miles from home and years ago to fields of lavender. There is some kind of a loud gong strike in that book. The first beak-masked elder intoned. The scattered blankets, but I'll make ratty blankets. Been pretty fucked up, bumped down pitted roads. Finally spent of hard drinking. Sat in attention and bragging, I've reconstructed the sackcloth of eyes before the rite. Unfarmed, empty farmland revealed a skeleton. Trees planted at the hour of temptation. His cheap backyard pool party ritual. Perfumed bliss cup. Choco mints, colored bubbles on moss. We cure banana skins, my new friend saith the amen. The deep hours come. The bones of the after furnace, with its cascades of 4 and 20 elders of the year. Looking for safety, naked. Deep day walking, turning the delicate lane of the graveyard. The neighborhood giggling, laughing in the midst of the graveyard parade. Candle night, the blank carnival of darkness, desert. Red and green, paint hot. Noah could tell time. You stony faces of the police line time. The dream cheese opium and movement elders down. Cold times. In the midst and bright red hospital. I shivered as I clutched the metal rail. Nothing but disturbing news on the TV. No matter which channel I switched it to, served a sore throat, all infected scabs inside. Sad scabs so thick and full of pus I can barely swallow without choking. Redeemed into the most beautiful disease call. Every soldier steps worshipped devils. The new darkness. A roving band of leaderless rapists pillaging cities all along the East Coast. Hail Satan! The soldiers cried as they killed those in command and took over the land. I see it on many channels I flip through. I hear gunshots within the city where I lay. What will kill me first? The virus or a bullet? I can hardly wait to find out. A short new season. Brisk gallons poured like an icy release. My pie advice to the biscuit chiefs. My electromerkin and its undertones. Switch sweet meat shellac to the other static bone. Harvesting pretzels from a sea of woe. Ring the donut bell and bright candy sprinkles fell. He's a goner with honor. He claps in the corner and nibbles minty scones. Empty landscape. The winds roar and whoosh. Let the voices of Native Americans cleared off or killed off to provide this cornscape for the poor white farmers. Tax-free 5 years, free land gives. The military got the profit too. Paid to clear out the human animals who had been herded from the richer lands just a few years before. Make the corn roll on forever, waving like a green ocean. Let he who walks behind the rows bless our crop. Amen. There's Grandpa at the barber's shop, chatting with the locals. Cheddar Holland's next to him. They talk about the weather. About the new soda shop in a city some 24 miles west. Cheddar went there last weekend. He said he felt so pepped after trying a draught of the strawberry maple soda. Tasted like rat poison and burned corn. But he says he felt warm and soft and heavy. Happy and peaceful. But as he drank more of the stuff, he began to feel energized. The hairs on the back of his head stood up. He liked it. He danced all night and spent all of his money. The old town is getting pretty crusty now. Faded, flaking paint defaces sagging homes. The old town just lacks the pep it once had. No cable vision, no mobile phone reception. You gotta go 6 miles past town to get even a weak single. Spring 2018. There you go again. Show some skin. I'm excited. We are derided. No fucks provided. No future. No future. But the birds are happy now. Cows roam now, homeless, hungry, but at least they are free. Picked up by feral dogs and coyotes. Feral roosters release a primal roar over an empty landscape, empty of humans. Rusted out cars beside the road. The bodies and bones long ago dragged out. Rats and mice live there now. The winds roar. The strange scents in the wind. The scents are incense from a secret tribe. They're still here, but not here. A nearby dimension, still returning for rituals, and to breathe the air of the land of their tribe's birth. Sometimes strange animals end up here in this space when they cross over with the mind cola dance. When Kip was a child, he encountered a woodfish. Some strange, transparent, worm-like creatures swirl in the sky like germs in a microscope. Brooding darkly. Cheddar is drinking in the heat of his shack. Decades later, thinking dark, drinking dark. Black beer, flopped in drops of his humid sweat. Dark thoughts of revenge and death. The roar of insects outside is amazingly loud. Cheddar Hollins. Cheddar Hollins stands in front of a big, crude, wooden plank fence. He tells a stupid, racist Indian joke, and the plank from the fence slams up into his ass. He squelches with pain. Long splinters are embedded. We laugh at the wide-eyed, comical look of pain on his face. That loose plank continues to kick ass some 17 months.